And I'm Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken submitted a report to Congress criticizing Israel's conduct in Gaza. Details from VOA's Patsy Wadakaswara.
The report concludes the U.S. does not have enough information to verify whether American weapons were used in unlawful military action, even with human rights groups providing input based on their on-the-ground experience. Some lawmakers have pushed for more oversight, as there is currently no government mechanism to monitor how American weapons are used. Earlier this week, the Biden administration paused a shipment of 3,500 large bombs to Israel. Meanwhile, pro-Palestinian protests continue in campuses across the U.S. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News, Washington.
Israel has now ordered new evacuations in Gaza's southern city of Rafah, forcing tens of thousands more people to move as it prepares to expand its operation. It has now evacuated the eastern third of Rafah, pushing the operation to the edges of the heavily populated central area, although the move into the city has so far been short of the full-scale invasion that Israel planned. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby announced more aid to Ukraine for its ongoing war with Russia.
The president signed another $400 million drawdown package for Ukraine, which includes additional artillery ammunition, air defense interceptors, and anti-aircraft missiles, armored vehicles, artillery rounds, javelin and anti-armor systems, and other equipment needed to defend Kharkiv and other areas that are under threat.
The announcement Friday comes as Kyiv struggles to hold off advances by Russian troops in the northeast Kharkiv region. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky had warned Thursday that his country was facing a really difficult situation in the east. This is VOA News. The Biden administration is planning to announce new tariffs on electric vehicles, semiconductors, solar equipment, and medical supplies imported from China. AP's Lisa Dwyer tells us more.
According to a U.S. official and another person familiar with the plan, the tariffs on electric vehicles in particular could quadruple from the existing 25% to 100%. The Biden administration has also said it will investigate Chinese-made smart cars that can gather sensitive information about Americans driving them. The additional tariffs could carry some political weight going into the November presidential election. Both Biden and former President Donald Trump have told voters that they will be tough on China, which is the world's second largest economy and an emerging geopolitical rival. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Somalia is asking the United Nations to terminate its political mission in the country, which has been assisting the government to bring peace and stability in the face of attacks by the Al-Qaeda-linked extremist group Al-Shabaab. In a letter to the Security Council, and Secretary General Antonio Guterres obtained Friday, the spokesman said the decision followed a thorough consideration of our strategic priorities. Israel again has ordered new evacuations in Gaza's southern city of Rafah, forcing tens of thousands more to leave. And Chad's election results are being disputed, Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
Chad's interim president, Mahamat Idriss Deby, has been declared winner of the country's May the 6th election. And that's even as his main challenger said that he had won. Suksei Mazra has called on the security forces and his supporters to oppose what he described as an attempt to steal the vote. Chad's junta has become the first of several coup-hit countries in western Central Africa to stage a return to constitutional rule via the ballot box. Analysts had widely predicted that Deby, who seized power after rebels killed his long-ruling father in April 2021, would win. However, Mazra, an opposition leader turned prime minister, had drawn larger-than-expected crowds on the campaign trail.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Flash floods from seasonal rains in Afghanistan have killed hundreds of people and injured a substantial number, according to a Taliban official. Without giving exact figures, floods mostly hit the northern region of the country. The province of Baghlan bore the brunt of the deluges Friday, with officials preliminarily reporting at least 50 people dead and properties destroyed in multiple districts. In neighboring Takhar province, state-owned media outlets reported the floods killing at least 20 people there. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.